Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Today, I kind of want to talk a little bit about the why of the podcast, the why of what it is that I think I'm doing and why I think I'm doing it. It's something that I've been doing for a while. I started my blog in 2005. I was monthly or bi-monthly or tri-monthly back then. I think it was more try. I tried to do it once a month, and I didn't always do it once a month. Around 2006, 2007, I started doing a daily blog, and I literally mixed the two. I had my personal blog, opinions, thoughts, and what was important to me, and then the other side of it, I had my my blog that was focused more on family stuff. It was probably the first couple of years, you know, I literally had one blog, and I went, you know, every day. I blogged every day. At the request of a reader, actually, split my blogs into technical and non-technical. So my family history blog became separate from my technology blog. The reason being that my friend really wasn't interested in the overall family story, but was very interested in the overall technology story that I was telling. So I split the blog into the two pieces, and I've had that pretty much ever since. I've pretty much done two blogs a day for most of the last 12 years. At the same time, and you're listening to that one, I also started a podcast. I believe I started the podcast around 2010 and started sharing stories. The podcast actually came out of a request from a former student of mine who asked me to record and share Fred and Ed stories. Since I was already sharing with her so that she could play them for her kids, I just went ahead and made them available on the internet. And I've got, you know, if you go look at my history here on Podbean, you'll find that I've got a lot of Fred and Ed stories, stories of twins that I told to my students when I was a school teacher, long before I had twins in my own life. The other side of kind of where I am and what I'm doing is the actual Wander Project. The Wander Project kind of evolved, but for the most part, it was a cataclysmic event in 2014. We lost my father. It was pretty traumatic, pretty hard for a lot of people in my family. We, you know, my dad was a great person, and you know, we all adored him and loved him, and not having him around anymore was kind of tough. But the other side of it was my father left me 30,000 slides. Those 30,000 slides, you know, were pretty cool, but when I started going through them, I realized I hadn't seen all 30,000. In fact, my father was a perfectionist. I'd probably seen maybe what he considered to be the very best, probably 4,000, maybe 5,000 of the slides. I had the story, I had the history, I knew what the slide was about, that moment, I knew that second, I knew what my dad was looking for, talking about, and kind of building up. But I didn't, you know, I didn't know it for the other 25,000. So as we started to scan them, I began to realize that there were a lot of pictures that had stories that my dad unfortunately took with him. And then I also had a bunch of slides that my dad had saved that were my grandfather's, his father. And, you know, obviously those were great, awesome slides, and I was so happy to have them. But the reality was that they were also storyless. And so that's kind of where the genesis of the Wander Project was. I took the pictures that I had, both the scans and the pictures that my family had taken, and I began to tell the story that went with the picture. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words, or in today's case, the story of my pictures is probably, I don't know, I speak maybe 300 to 400 words a minute, so I'm somewhere around 1,200 words now already in this podcast. But the reality is, you know, a picture is worth a lot of words, and those words are critical, and how and what happens with them, and what happens with those pictures is critical. And so that's why I started publishing The Wander Project. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast, and I want to thank you so much for listening.